reaction is that, first of all, for me, on principle, I don't believe in the carrying out the death sentence. I don't believe in capital punishment because I think it's inhuman. It's not a way, it's not a deterrent to stop people from committing hideous crimes. I think people should be sent to prison, and prisons should not be only a place of punishment, but a place of rehabilitation, whereby people can be rehabilitated to live more fruitful and productive lives after they have served their sentences. And even for me, I believe that some criminals, even those who have committed murder, after spending years like 10, 15 years in prison, should be pardoned and allowed to rehabilitate themselves. And some of them really regret what they have done. And then they will be very good and productive members of society again. Secondly, the president has chosen a very wrong day for Muslims to make such a statement. Currently, as we call it here, Eid al-Eid, it's a day of forgiveness, for a day where all difficulties should be resolved, a day that we should extend peace to each other, a day that should be sacrificed, and we should use it all the time for peace building among members of families, among members of communities. Therefore, I don't see the rationale for him to choose such a day that is put together by our religion for forgiveness and peace, to announce that he was going to carry out executions. I'm very much against it, and I think all Gambians, including our religious leaders and political leaders and people who lead non-government organizations and civic society organizations, should put pressure on him so that such statements and such acts will not be carried ahead and there will be no executions in the Gambia. I think it will be a sad moment of history.
Isn't the president right that those who have been convicted by a court of law to be put to death, the sentence should be carried out?
As a human being and on principle, I don't believe in the capital punishment. And there are so many countries out in the world that don't carry out the capital punishment. Because I cannot imagine how a whole country and a whole government can connive to take a life. People can be punished without being killed. That's what I'm saying. People can be punished without being killed. Because if I'm going to kill somebody because he has killed somebody, then I'm killing somebody also. That is that the whole system has connived to take a life. There should be other ways of punishing people other than killing them. That's my proposition. I'm not saying that they should not be punished. They should be punished. That is a Gambian who killed somebody about 27 years ago. He's still in prison. And I think, really, for that person, there is still hope from his family. And he has repented. And he has showed remorse. And I'm sure if he's now left, or if he's been pardoned by the president, he will lead a more productive life in his society and within his family and within his community.
The president also said that his administration will take all legal measures to ensure that those who engage in banditry, drug trafficking, or illicit use would be expunged from the society. Isn't this what most Gambians who are Muslims want?
Because my reason, what?
My question to you is that the president has said that his government will take legal measures to expunge people who engages in banditry, drug trafficking, and thereof from society so that 99% will be protected from the influences of this minority people that he described. Isn't that what government is supposed to do?
Every country in the world has criminals. There is no country in the world that is criminal-free. Criminals are here to stay with us, whether we like it or not. We don't want it, but which country in the world has totally eradicated criminals within their communities? It's not possible. What we should do now is to improve the relations between our security and the civilian population, use our television and the radio to raise the consciousness of people in terms of identifying and reporting criminals, in terms of not associating with criminals, in terms of identifying what activities and actions are crime related, so that the Gambian community will be more aware of how they should relate, how they should help the security forces of this country to reduce crime in this country. There is no country, the Gambia included, that can stamp out crime totally. None. If that was the case, then developed countries like the United States, like Western Europe, will be crime-free. But it's not possible. There are more people executed in America, particularly in the state of Texas, than anywhere in the world. But still, hideous crimes have been committed there. So it's not a deterrent. That's why I said that I don't believe in carrying out executions. And the president's establishment of this Operation Bulldozer, why he gave the security forces the right to shoot and then ask questions, is against the tenets of our constitution and is against international law. And no country in the world that believes in human rights and rule of law will accept such a statement. Therefore, we see that some of these actions of such institutions will violate the rights of the Gambians in pursuance of a so-called eradicating crime within our community. I think our judiciary should be encouraged and fully empowered and made so to be fully independent. And our security officers and agents should be better trained and better equipped and be independent. They should not be politically motivated or have any political allegiance. So the politicians will use the disguise of fighting crime and going after drug peddlers to go after their enemies.